In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Seals, USDA AMS Cotton Program, Chief of the Grading Branch in Memphis, Tennessee. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
With all the wet weather and the hurricanes and tropical storms we had back in August and September, I was really amazed that the color of the crop, the 41-32 color grade and higher, was actually higher than it was in 2007. And the biggest increase was in the southeast and the mid-south. The mid-south had a lower than normal color grade in 2007, and it rebounded back in 2008, even with all of the flooding in Louisiana and South Arkansas and South Mississippi. So we're a little surprised at that.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The staple length was longer. In fact, the staple length and the strength of the cotton was longer and stronger than we've seen since we won 100% HPI in 1991. Downside was out in Texas. Even though they had real good fiber quality, they had much more bark in the crop. I've seen where many of the cotton specialists attribute this to maybe the early freeze. They had a little earlier freeze. That could be true because also the mic's a little lower in West Texas than what we've seen in the past. Saw some high mic in the southeast and mid-south early in the crop, but it seemed as we got into the crop that leveled off a little bit. But in West Texas, we started out a little lower mic, and it's been getting lower each week. And I suspect that as we move into some of this later cotton, maybe some of it didn't have time to develop before the freeze hit it.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've classed about 300 and I want to say about 375,000 bales of Pima, and estimating somewhere around 430. Of course, that's down considerably. 2007 was a record volume crop for U.S. production of Pima, 850 or 60,000 bales. And so we're going to be down considerably on the Pima this year. But the quality of the Pima has held up real good, and the strength on it is higher than we've ever seen on Pima strength. Well, so the California crop this year, probably about 40% of the upland crop is ginned on a roller gin, and that seems like preserve a lot of the staple.